This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. city hit worst by the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic could close schools starting Monday if its seven-day rolling average infection rate rises over 3%. That's according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and that's the city we're talking about, New York City. Bars and restaurants in the city that never sleeps have been forced to close at 10 p.m. More than 23,000 New Yorkers died in the first wave. With hospitals over capacity with COVID-19 cases, Greece is also shutting its schools and kindergartens until the end of the month. Beirut's usually traffic-clogged streets were almost empty Saturday as that country went into a two-week lockdown with a nighttime curfew starting at 5 p.m. Egypt and Liverpool football star Mohamed Salah will miss his country's African Cup of Nations qualifier against Togo on Saturday, as well as at least two Premier League matches after testing positive for the coronavirus. The two-time African Footballer of the Year had attended his brother's wedding in Egypt. Faced with the highest death rate in Europe from the virus, Czech crematoriums are struggling to keep up. Since the end of October, some 200 people a day have been dying in the central European nation of 10.7 million people, which was only lightly touched by the first wave of the virus. And Turkmenistan's leader insists his country has never had a coronavirus case as he opens a new hospital for infectious diseases. Authorities urge people to wear masks in July due to pathogens and high concentrations of dust in the air. Aside from Pacific Island nations, only Turkmenistan and North Korea have yet to report a case of the virus. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touched down in Paris today. He'll meet with French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday before heading to Turkey, Israel, and several other countries in his seven-nation tour. A French official said that Macron is receiving Pompeo at the Secretary of State's request and in, quote, full transparency with President-elect Joe Biden's team, end quote, adding that contacts with Biden are established and operational. President Donald Trump has not conceded the U.S. election, but many world leaders are already turning their attention to Biden, who is largely projected to take over as the U.S. president in January. France, like many allies, has had sharp disagreements with Trump on issues from climate change to trade to Iran. In Jerusalem, Pompeo will see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a close partner of Trump, but who has congratulated Biden. Other countries Pompeo will visit include Saudi Arabia, on which Biden has vowed to press harder on human rights. The U.S. Secretary of State will visit other Gulf states, including the United Arab Emirates and Qatar. The country of Georgia is also on the list. Georgia is a U.S. ally that has also just gone through an election disputed by the losing side. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington. It's part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. Ibrahim told local media that he went on a two-day visit to Damascus and contacted Tice's mother to tell her he would continue to work on her son's file. U.S. President Donald Trump has adopted the case of the freelance journalist and former U.S. Marine who disappeared while reporting in Syria in 2012. Newly appointed Pentagon Chief Christopher Miller signaled Saturday that he could accelerate the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the Middle East, saying, quote, it's time to come home. All wars must end, Miller added in his first message to the U.S. Armed Services. He was named acting defense secretary by President Donald Trump on Monday. He said that the U.S. is committed to defeating al-Qaeda 19 years after the September 11th attacks on the United States and is on the verge of defeating the group, but that many are weary of war, including him. Miller did not mention specific U.S. troop deployments, but the reference to al-Qaeda appeared to single out Afghanistan and Iraq, where U.S. troops were deployed after the September 11th attacks. The former U.S. Special Forces officer and counterterrorism expert was named to lead the Department of Defense after Trump fired Mark Esper. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.